The Tennessee Star Gill Report with Steve Gill.
As we look back on 9/11 and look at the way that some in this country don't appreciate America, it's not just the NFL athletes on the field. We've now got school systems that are attacking students for shouting USA, USA in the stands during a football game. An Orange County high school football game, Orange County, California, was marred by allegations of racism earlier this week. At issue were posters allegedly seen at the Friday night game between Santa Ana High and Aliso Niguel High School. According to one of the principals, they saw signs that said, "We love white," and that the students were chanting USA, USA at the game. Now, keep in mind that one of the schools is almost entirely composed of immigrants, about 97% Hispanic Mexican immigrants who apparently don't like people shouting USA, USA. And the claim that this was racism is really based upon the fact that there were signs as the students decided to dress in red, white, and blue and celebrate America in this game. Again, it was no doubt subtly focused on the fact that the students on the other side were waving Mexican flags in an American high school. And when you look at the signs that were actually put up, there were, "We love white, we love red, we love blue." And yet it's been portrayed by the principal and by the media that it was some sort of a racist sign that said, "We love white," and ignored the fact that there was also, "We love red, we love blue." It was, "We love red, white, and blue." It wasn't racist at all. And yet this is how the mainstream media, the anti-American media, the anti-American education establishment tries to turn everything into a racial incident and telling the students they couldn't shout USA, USA after scores. When, again, by all accounts from these two schools, one is an American high school with about a 17% Hispanic population, and apparently the students in that school do love America, versus another school where not so much, apparently. So the principals, according to the news stories, are saying that they had to stop the whole red, white, and blue stuff, the whole "We love America, USA" business, because it was just mean to all those dreamers, as they were called by the principal, as he was calling out the students that wanted to celebrate America. Yeah, Aliso Niguel has about 56% of students who are white, 19% Latino, according to the LA Times. 99% of the students enrolled at Santa Ana High School are Latino, and they're waving Mexican flags. I'm Steve Gill. This is the Tennessee Star Gill Report. Go to TennesseeStar.com.